You know when you're speaking and you really don't want to, but you have to. The words just start blending together. You get toffee mouth. You get dry cotton mouth. You feel embarrassed. You get hot. And maybe you even start to sweat and shake. Then you start to sound unsure. You're not even sure if people are even listening. And you doubt yourself more and more. And the effects get worse and worse. And it spirals. And it gets to a point where you just want to crawl under a rock and die. I know that feeling all too well. And today I'm actually going to clear it up for you. I'm going to make it so simple in a 7 simple step process that even an idiot could follow. And if you're anything of an idiot and above, you should be able to nail this, all right? If you can't nail this, then I'm very sorry, but you're less than an idiot. Food for thought, all right? I'm watching you. I'm paying attention. And here's the crux of it. Here's the caveat. The good news and the bad news. Good news is anybody can improve their voice and vocal clarity. The bad news is it's gonna take some time. Now, for those of you who've been watching YouTube videos for years and got nowhere, there's something you've missed from this research that you're doing, and that is to be actively involved in the changing and the improvement of your voice. And despite all my good advice, despite all my best efforts, here, people still come back. You don't do the work. If you'd done the work, you wouldn't need to watch these videos and you wouldn't keep coming back. So, you could do it the slow way and continue on YouTube, or you could take a course and actually get somewhere much faster. That's up to you. But what I'm saying is, this 7-step process will work for you if you just follow it. Okay? That's all you've got to do. You will find a difference, maybe immediately, but certainly after a week. And after a month, ho-ho! You're sailing. It totally depends on you. Because after decades of training, practicing, coaching the voice, if I've learned anything that will help you today, one piece of advice is that it's not about being perfect. It's not about talent. It's not about your innate ability. It's about how consistent you are. The best of anything in the world do not stay at the top if they don't continue to practice, if they don't continue to work on their craft, on themselves, on their instrument, or whatever it is they do. Top business people, if they just stop working, no more business comes in. Athletes, if they stop training, they don't perform at their best. It's the same with your voice. If you want to improve it, you've got to do the work to gain and train it. But then to maintain it, you've got to continue to do a certain amount of work. So there's no more excuses. We're going to start with step one right now. Ready? I'm going to play a short clip to show you a posture. This is called semi-supine. Take a look.
Okay, so when you're ready and on the ground, just get yourself comfortable and move around a bit until you feel that you're in a good position. You can place your hands on top of your belly, just below your navel, below your belly button. If you can have your feet facing forward, parallel to each other, your knees up in the air, and just try to notice if you feel there's a gap underneath your back in the lower region. Between your back and the floor. I'm not asking to adjust it, but just notice. And as you're in this position and you start to breathe in, remember to imagine that the air fills up your lungs from the base of your spine, where the sacrum is, first. Use your imagination to imagine the air hitting that place and then filling up the rest of the lungs and your torso until you're almost, not quite, but almost full. And then just let it go. Let it go.
That, very simply, is a very, very powerful exercise. It may not look it may look very passive, and in fact it is quite passive. However, what it does is help set your spine. It helps your body relax into a position that sort of takes some of the weight off the way you stand, off your posture, and it helps you connect with your breath. And this is what I want you to do when you get into this pose. Feet up, do it before bed if you can, for 5 minutes, or even do it in the morning when you get out of bed for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however feels comfortable. Before you do anything, this is going to ground you. It's going to help you become more present in your body. And what happens when you do that, not only have you kind of given your spine a little bit of a break and you've grounded yourself and you've had an opportunity to breathe, but your central nervous system has had another, has been woken up. You can focus on being present, and you can focus on your voice working for you a little bit better. This is just a thing you should do every day, consistently. It doesn't take any effort, right? So do this as part one of your process for improving your voice. Step two is you need to stretch and yawn. It's not as simple as that, but there's something about creating space in the body. If there's any tension, and if you, especially for those people who like to go to the gym or work in a way that's not so ergonomic and it's great, not so great for the posture, stretching and finding ways that you can open up the body and release tension from within the body is such a good way to relax yourself and your voice. And when it's more relaxed, it's able to be more dynamic and free. So yawning goes really well with stretching. And of course, I'm not just talking about doing that and yawning and that's it. There are certain methods of stretching and certain parts of your body and certain muscles that are good to open up. And actually, the word stretching is a little bit, not violent. It's a little bit aggressive, really, for what we want. So if you say lengthening, I'm going to lengthen my body, there's a whole different feeling behind that. And your unconscious and your body knows that. The idea of being stretched is a bit uncomfortable. So think of yourself as lengthening the body, creating space. And by doing that, you've informed yourself that you have room to move and maneuver and be free. And with the yawning, this is a nice exercise because it actually opens up a lot here. In the throat, up into your soft palate, your nasopharynx, and like the back of your mouth and nose. But this mechanism here, the larynx, which is where the vocal folds are housed, this gets moved around as well. And there's lots of tiny muscles that attach to your jaw and to your head and to the, you know, different parts of your body. And so by yawning, you're actually like moving quite a lot of things, working parts of your voice. And it's a great exercise for creating the feeling of space within your vocal resonance chambers. So I suggest all kinds of stretching, whatever you're into. If you like yoga, if you like Pilates, if you like Qigong or Tai Chi, these are all good exercises and practices to help keep you limber. Step three, humming and sirening. Trill if you want. So a hum tends to be the movement of your vocal folds, but the air just kind of hitting inside your lips. So if you were to put it out, you'd just be intoning a note. But when you go up the scale, you bring your tongue up, it shuts off the air from coming through your mouth and it ends up going through your nose. And that's what we call sirening. So the best way to get into sirening is to say sirening, because the NG in sirening is where your tongue placement goes up and actually forces the air to go up through your nose. So we go, so we'll hum, go up, down low, and try it with your mouth open. Play, explore. After yawning, this will be easier to do and you'll find some notes perhaps you might not have hit before or for a while. It's exciting, isn't it? Yes! So number four is dexterity. We're talking about the articulators in particular and how well you're able to manipulate and use them when you need them. So think of the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. This is a nice little dexterity exercise, and it's also talking you through some of the main ones. So the lips, the teeth, basically the jaw and the tip of the tongue. So tongue trills are great, lip trills are great. Don't chatter your teeth, that's not a good idea, but just the idea that you've got a loose jaw is always going to help you to speak a little bit easier, because it's not going to be held. If your jaw is held, you start to talk like Mr. Beast. And although he's really popular, he's not exactly got the best speaking voice, has he? And that was an impression of Mr. Beast, by the way. That was just me not opening my mouth as I spoke, and that's what he does tend to do. A lot of tightness in the jaw, beaver jaw. He looks a bit like a beaver, doesn't he? Anyway, so dexterity exercises could be easily done by taking your finger, or a pen even, or a bone prop from Anne Morrison. If you haven't seen my video on that, you can go check it out here. It's quite interesting, actually, because it's this tool that you can wear and... Hold on. One of these! Here we go. Get it in your mouth like that, and it keeps your teeth just the right amount apart, without biting, without dropping it, so that the inside of your mouth, the soft palate in the tongue, start to do more work. As I'm just speaking, you can use this, just put it in as you're warming up and doing these dexterity exercises, like the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. And after a few minutes, you would have like given an exercise to the inside of your mouth, taken it out. Again, you can do it with the finger, or you can do it with a pencil, but these Anne Morrison bone preps are the best, and they're really good at keeping on you and tidying away. And for dexterity and for kind of articulation and clarity, this is one of the most important things you can do. In fact, if you got one of these bone props and you just walked around with it and talked randomly for 10 minutes, anything, if you're having a conversation with someone or you just want to go through a script or whatever you're doing, take it out and you will already sound clearer. Now that's pretty good going. Not a lot of people do it, but it's really powerful. So use your finger, use a pen, or invest in one of these. They're only about 20 quid, but you have to buy them from the UK, I believe. All right, Anne Morrison bone prop, I'll leave a link below. Step 5, stand tall, still, and alert. Check this video.
First, bring our feet together. And as we've done before, we're going to first move our heels out to the side and then our toes. So our feet are parallel underneath our hips. And we're also going to lean the weight forward so we can feel it all the way across our feet, not just on the heels or the toes. And we want to bend our knees, bring our pelvis under, not leaning forward too much or poking a bum out or leaning back, just so the hips are below our feet, knees unlocked. Now, if we imagine there's a string in the middle of our chest, our breastplate, just there in the center, coming up to the ceiling, and we're hanging down off of that. This, when we bring this up, we can just imagine it brings our shoulders up, and we can drop those down, relax, relaxing our belly. We can do the same, imagining a string is pulling us up from the top of our head. And then again, relax our shoulders down, breathe out, relax our belly, move forward again, so we can feel the weight of our body equally over equally over our feet. And try and take a sigh here. Breathe in. Just let go. So we just relax into this position. Pelvis tucked under, knees relaxed, feet flat on the floor, all the weight across them. Chest up, shoulders back.
As you can see from the video, I was a little bit younger. That's when I was recording my 8-week Improve Your Voice course, which is still one of the most powerful courses out there on improving your vocal instrument and your voice. If you're someone who wants to deepen your voice, become more resonant, become more articulate and clear and heard and felt in a space, that is the course that's going to get you there. So what happens when you stand tall? There's a feedback loop that happens. You somehow feel a little different when you do this to your body. When you stand a certain way, it neutralizes how people perceive you. But also, by bringing your shoulders back and down, relaxing your belly, relaxing your knees, keeping your feet in line with your knees, you're telling other people something. It shows a bit of confidence. You're showing more of your vital organs. You're keeping yourself open. And that is unconsciously read as confidence. Therefore, people look at you like you're more confident. Therefore, you feel more confident because people treat you like that. And it's like an endless loop. So this is so kind of under overwhelmingly easy to do, yet overwhelmingly powerful. So you should try it. Step six, understand with public speaking and speaking, it's not just about the articulators and standing tall and being relaxed, even though I'm a big advocate for all of that. But two rules. One, the tennis ball rule. And one is gearing up. I've been through these many times on this channel. However, a quick brief idea. Rather than asking you to pause, which is going to get forgotten about, especially if you're rushing, what you can do is imagine at the beginning of every sentence or every paragraph or every statement you're going to make, you have a tennis ball. And depending on the size of the room you're in, you throw this tennis ball to the person at the back. Now, the time it would take for that ball to get to the back and back to you is the gap time that you need to pause for everybody in the room to be with you, on board with what you're saying. On video here, I can rush off at speed and still keep you with me. But in a bigger room, I need to start and imagine I'm throwing the ball out, and when it comes back, then I can gear up. Now, gearing up is like when you're in a car, okay? So you can't just go from zero to fifth gear like that, from first gear to fifth gear, from neutral to fifth gear. You can't do it because the car will clunk and pass out, break down. It won't work. So gearing up is essentially something you could do with your voice. It's almost like I have to go into first gear first. Let's start. I'll do it right now for you. If I start in first gear, I'm slower. And then if I get into two, I can start to pick up speed. And then to three, and then to four, and to five. And by the time I get to five, I can talk as fast as I want. And it's perfectly fine because you're with me, because you were with me sped up at the same time. Your listening ability sped up at the same time my speaking ability did. If you just start off straight away, it's hard to keep up. Again, different on video. You'd have to try this out in a live scenario to really get the full benefit. But throwing a tennis ball out, that's your original, like, attention grab. And that I've got a video that covers both of these much better than I'm doing right now. So check that one out. I think that's going to be really useful for you if you've got the instrument and you're using it well, you just don't have the craft yet. This is a good craft of public speaking thing that you can be using. Step seven, stay with your thoughts. Remaining present, finding ways to remain present, are going to mean that you are more engaged with what you're saying. And when you're more engaged with what you're saying, you become more engaging because you're listening to yourself and everyone else. You're not just thinking or worrying about what you're going to say next. Your brain can only think of a certain amount of things at a time. So if you're someone who's fearful or under-articulating, by slowing down with breath, physically slow down your breath, you'll be focusing on that and less on your fear. You can't really do both at the same time. Because when you're fearful, your breath naturally speeds up. If you take control of the breath, you're naturally taking control of how you feel. Therefore, how you think. Therefore, how well controlled and present and engaged you are in the conversation you're having, in the speech you're giving, or in listening to others. So the last two here were kind of performance-based, but we've covered a little bit of the physical, the physiological, the psychological, and the performance. And those are the three P's that I've created for my system, my method on public speaking. Physiological, psychological, and performance. If you can master two of those, the other one takes care of itself. Any order it goes. But always start with the physical. So wake up in the morning, do semi-supine for 5 minutes. Just before you go to bed, do the same thing. Stretch and yawn. Create space in your body. Hum, siren. Figure out your dexterity. Get one of these bone props. They're so good. I really, 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 really recommend everyone has one. And Marathon, it was a great thing you've done there. Doesn't drop on the floor. Stand tall, still, and plant your feet. Be grounded. Be present. Listen to others. Slow down your breath. Use the tennis ball room and gear up when you speak, so when you pick up pace, everyone is along for the ride with you. And those are the seven steps I would use as a process to becoming a much better public speaker. So your body is your instrument in order to get it to function properly, so you don't have to worry about your speaking. It's just taken care of. You do what athletes do in the gym. You do the work in the morning, then you go out and spend the rest of your day doing what you do. But when you come back, The next day, you're going to do that work on yourself. It's like going to the gym, the vocal gym. And there is no other course that matches my 8-week Improve Your Voice course out there. There really isn't, and I've tried them all. Most people will talk about the craft, the performance-based elements of public speaking and the voice, but I'm coming from the physical first, the physical, which then moves into the emotional, which of course leads us on to the performance. Have a lovely week. I'm Darren McStay, this is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice! Cheerio!
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly, so I...